In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I love this time of year. Love it. Cannot describe how much this is my favorite time of year. Between the pretty lights and the gatherings and the seasonal music, which if you ask anybody who's known me longer than 20 minutes, I start listening to Christmas music, you know, January 1st. Anyway, this time of year when all of a sudden our thoughts turn to thankfulness. This time of year when our minds turn to preparing again for Advent and Christmas. But what I love most about this time of year is all those lovely family gatherings. And so I want you to see if this sounds familiar. You get in the car at about 10 o'clock in the morning, and you drive for about 2 hours, and you show up at the appointed place where the Thanksgiving meal is supposed to take place. Do you have it pictured in your mind? Okay. When you arrive, the husband and wife who live there, who are either your brother and sister, or your kids, or your cousins, or your aunt and uncle, they're arguing about something. He didn't put the turkey in the way she thought he should. She didn't make the right kind of pie. Where's the cranberry sauce? And oh, for the love of Pete, what do you mean we don't have any Ready Whip and we've only got Cool Whip? In comes the family. Oh, it's good to see you. Oh, I haven't seen you since last year. How's so-and-so? Oh, this wonderful. How's life going? How's the job? Oh, this all wonderful. Oh, well, yeah, how about them Lions? Yeah, how about them Packers? We don't talk about the Bears. And you gather around the table, and if it looks like my family, you've got the main dining room table. And then you have card table A and card table B. And when I was growing up, I sat with the grandparents in the kitchen. It wasn't the kids' table, it was the grandparents' table. It was Grandma and Grandpa and Aunt Marie and Uncle Frank and I in the kitchen, which I learned was a pretty good deal. Because even though I missed out on the stories, I got hot food right off the stove. It didn't get passed around, right? But we gather together and we have the meal, and inevitably, when you start, you're in that edge of the turkey coma, and inevitably somebody says something that sets you off. Somebody says something that doesn't quite fit. Somebody says something that's in those top four you don't talk about when you're gathered with family, right? Right. And it just kind of changes. And so it becomes very hard to do as Paul says in Colossians, where he says, therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness and patience. Be tolerant with each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other. And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. The peace of Christ must control your hearts, a peace into which you were called in one body. And then my favorite line in this whole passage. And be thankful people. And be thankful people. See, I have a feeling that through this week, we're going to forget to be thankful people. I have a feeling that during this week, it'll either be at Meijer or Walmart or Rick's, and somebody is going to nab the turkey that you were kind of last minute getting, but they're going to nab the one that you really had your eye on, and you're going to forget to be thankful. Or you're going to be in the car and you're going to be driving to wherever it is you are going for this holiday, and somebody will inevitably do something to make you not be thankful while driving down the road. Or somebody will make some side dish at Thanksgiving that you really just, do we have to have mushrooms in everything? And you're going to forget to be thankful. Then don't get me started on Friday. Don't get me started on Black Friday. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Charlie. We forget that we are holy and loved and called and born into a place where we are called to be loving and compassionate. We forget about the gentleness and the patience. We forget about tolerance, and we forget about forgiveness. And so when Paul reminds us to be thankful people and follows that with the word of Christ must live in you richly, followed by teach and warn each other with all wisdom by singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in speech or action, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. We get a little glimpse of a reminder. And so on this Sunday evening, right before we get into the week where you have it planned out by hour, okay, maybe that's just me, where you have it planned out, okay, I'm going to clean this room on this day, and I'm going to fix this dish on this day, and we, you know, the pies get baked the day before, and the turkey goes in at such and such a time. In the midst of that, when something inevitably throws off that list, when something inevitably throws off your plan, when somebody swipes the last bag of fresh cranberries, when you stumble upon the two women fighting over the last frozen turkey Wednesday night, I've seen it happen. When this world and the fallenness of this world makes you forget, remember who called you into being and be grateful. Go about this week and in the weeks to come as we get into Advent and then Christmas and then down the hill into the rest of the next liturgical year. Remember to sing the psalms and the hymns and the spiritual songs. Remember that whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and give thanks to God the Father through him. If we don't remember anything else, if we don't hold on to anything else this week and in the weeks to come, hold on to this, that God loves you, that God cares about you, that you are precious in God's sight. And for that, if nothing else, may we be thankful people. Amen.